This is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, episode number 56. Let's go.
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your arms do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your arms do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now
come on,
jump.
Now just roll to the front. Roll to the
Yo,
front.
Yo, what up, everybody front. In podcast land? How y'all doing out there? Back at you again with another episode. This is episode number 56. And I want to welcome all of my dance teachers out there, my wonderful, wonderful dance teachers, to this podcast. Thank you so much for all the support, for the love, and most of all, for doing what you do. And that is teaching dance, doing your thing, represent, keeping it real. You know what I mean? Pouring into these kids and doing your thing. Like I said, episode number 56, and you can get this podcast on Podomatic.com. There's also an app for Podomatic that you can get on your phone. You can get it on the website. You can go to www.mrchrishiphopdance.com. Go to the blog section. It's at the bottom of the front page. Click on it there, and you will see the current episode of the podcast. I like to stay, you know, updated with that and keep that on there. Holler at me on Twitter, on Instagram, and Snapchat. It's at Mr. Chris Hip Hop. If you want to hit me up on the Facebook page, it is Zonda, Z-O-N-D-A, Flex, F-L-E-X. So definitely check me out on there. So the title of this podcast, this is actually a preview, new album alert coming for all of my dance teachers out there. Yes, I've dropped a new album. You can get it on my website. You can also get it on cdbaby.com, but it's called Hip Hop, You Don't Stop. And basically, I did this one. This is a combination of songs that we use in class that I've been using because it's the skills that we're working on. And you are going to get the exclusive today. You feel me? I'm giving you a preview of all the jams on there. And I want all of my teachers out there, everybody that's listening, go to the website, get the album, get the CD, download it. It's good songs. It is not available on iTunes or Spotify yet. It will be soon, but not yet. Right now, you can only get it on my website, which is www.mrchrishiphopdance.com or www.cdbaby.com. So we're going to get into this album. I'm so excited about it. You know what I mean? Because it's just been what we've been cranking out in class. And I like to share it with all of my teachers out there. Kind of what I'm doing in class as well. And so I hope you like some of these songs. So let's start it off with the first one. The first song on the album, track number one, is called The Forearm Freeze. Now, some of you know when you listen to the podcast that we've done podcasts talking about the forearm freeze, talking about the elbow freeze. We also talked about doing partner freezes with it. You know what I mean? So, you know, one person doing a forearm freeze, the other one doing a handstand freeze, holding one foot, you know what I mean? Different things like that. But on this song, the way that I use it is, now going back to the last podcast, when I talk about the playlist, when I know that that's one of the skills I want to work on. So say we've worked on the baby freeze, we worked on you know, the pancake, we've done the six step, we've done, and I know I want to introduce a new skill. So I'm going to put the forearm freeze in there. And the first thing I want to do is, you know, you can get them in a circle or you can teach them where they're kind of all spread out. Doesn't matter. But when you play this song, you actually want to just get down there with them and put the forearm on the ground. The other arm is the power arm. And then when count to three, you know, you just go along with it. You just let them know. When he says one, two, three, everybody try to lift your feet up. If it's your mini minis doing this drill, you're going to want to have them lift one foot up. Some of them might, if you have some adventurous ones, they might go for lifting both feet up. But I'm just going to say for my minis, one foot. When you get to the juniors, lift both feet up. And the way you want their legs to be is almost the same way that they are, you know, especially for the beginners, the way they are for a baby freeze or a face freeze. Both legs are bent. It looks like they're running in the air, both feet flexed. All right, so while the song is playing, you're working on, and the song, you know what I mean, it's not a long song, so you just let that be the amount of time. You might have to do it twice. So once you do it with them, then the second time you go, all right, I'm gonna play it one more time. I want everybody spread out, get all over the room. You can even break them up into groups, and say, I'm gonna give you 2 minutes to work on the forearm free. So here it is. I'm gonna play a clip of the forearm free so you can check it out. And yeah, let me know what you think. Here we go.
Yo, yeah, we're gonna do a forearm freeze right here. So I want you to follow me now. One arm is going down, the other one will be the power arm, and the legs go up.
Yeah,
it's the forearm freeze. Let me show you how to do the forearm freeze. Right, right. The forearm freeze. Now everybody squat to the ground
get
with
down,
me. You put one arm down, and the other one, yo, that's the power arm.
The power arm.
When I count to three, you're gonna lift your legs and just freeze. Here we go. Now one, two, three. Lift it up and freeze. Now put them down. Yeah, that's the forearm freeze.
All right, so there you go right there. That's the forearm freeze joint. Real laid back. That kind of smooth, you know what I mean? Boom, doom, doom. That's the forearm freeze. But the reason I'm doing that is because when you get down there and you start going over the drill, it's not something that you necessarily want to do on beat or you want to keep tempo with it. Like, because once you lift it up, everybody's going to be dropping down, lifting back up, dropping down, lifting back up. You know what I mean? So I just wanted a smooth kind of chill song for them to work on that. So there you go. That's track number one, the forearm freeze. If you haven't taught that yet, this is a new skill that you can teach. Definitely they can use it. You can use it in dances. You can use it in choreography. You can use it in the freestyle circle. Like, once they get it, like, sometimes I'll do the forearm freeze two times, and then I'll start the freestyle circle. And on that, the first round, and here's something I just started trying too. Instead of having the first round them do whatever they want to do, I'll have everybody try the forearm freeze or whatever skill we're working on. And that prevents, because I don't know if you have the same thing. Like, we have a lot of times some of the kids will pass. They'll be like, I don't want to go. If they're new, they definitely, I mean, not unless they just got it in their blood and they want to get in the circle. But for the most part, they're like, you know, I'm gonna pass, go to the next one. So it's good. So I'm like, this is actually part of the class. Everybody just tries it one time. You have room to do it in the circle, like that type of thing. So there you go. Track number one, the forearm freeze. Next one I got coming at you is the kickball change song. Now, this is a Top Rock footwork. And I find it that, especially for my minis and my juniors, it's not the easiest step in the world to get, especially when you start going fast. But on this song, on the kickball change, I put different tempos on there. So you can start it off where you can kick your foot, you can drop it down, step back with the other one, come back to the middle. Or you can go mid-tempo. You can go kick, ball, change together. Kick, ball, change together. Or if you have some that want to try it fast, you can also let them know too. Let's go tempo. Kickball change, kickball change, kickball change. You know what I mean? Like that. So here it is. Top Rock song. This goes in the footwork category. You're standing up. You know what I mean? You got your vibe going on. Before you drop down and do the forearm freeze, you can start off with this one. This is kickball change. Check it out.
First to the right side, then to the left side. Let me see your kickball change. Stomp your feet on the ground. Let me see your kickball change. First to the right side, then to the left side. Let me see your kickball change. Put your hands up while you turn around. Now kick your right foot out. Put it down on the ground. Step out on the left side.
Now put it back in the middle. Come on.
Now kick your left foot out.
Kick your left foot out.
Put it down on the ground.
Put it down on the ground.
Step out to the right side.
Out to the right side.
Now put it back in the middle.
Yeah.
Now that's the kickball change slow.
That's
what we're gonna do is speed it up just a little bit. Start with the right foot.
Okay.
Let's go a little bit faster. Here we go. Right foot out.
Yo. Back to the middle. All right, so you can see right there, that is the different tempo change right there. That's the kickball change. You got it slow. You got it medium, as I would say. And you also got it fast. For those that are like, yo, this is moving too slow. I got this. I got this, son. I got this. You know what I mean? So all the tempos are in there. Kickball change right there. Here's another one. Now, this track number three on there is called Scoop and Roll. This is definitely for the minis. Now, this is just a fun little song. You know what I mean? You can use it for warm up. You know what I mean? Right after you stretch, you can go into it. You can use it. I like to use it as an introduction to choreography so they can start to see how to put things together. So it'll be like, now scoop. And when I do the scoop, I'm like going, like say if I go to the right side, I'm taking my left hand, scooping down low, bringing it back up to myself, and then I'm going to roll my arm. So it'll be like, scoop. And then roll your arm. So I'll go the other way, scoop. And now wiggle your arm. You know what I mean? So it just, it's putting it together. I'm scooping, rolling. I scoop and wiggle. I scoop and wave my arms, you know. And then have some other things in there. But I think you might like this one. My minis love this song. They're like, can we do the scoop and roll? So here it is right here. Hip Hop You Don't Stop. The new album is on the website. Scoop, roll, go check it out. This is Scoop and Roll.
Come on. Scoop and roll. Yo, yo, yo. Here we go. Now scoop. Then roll your arms, now scoop. Then wiggle your arms, now scoop. And wave your arms. Let me see you scoop and slide with step to the right. Out to the left, then lean back. Just lean back. Step out to the right, then to the left. Just lean back.
Just lean back. Yeah. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. That's my cut right there. That's my jam. When I'm in class teaching it, I'm like, just scoop. And now roll your arms and scoop. And then wiggle your arms. That's my cut right there. I hope you like that. All right, here we go. So that's track number three. Number four. Track number four on a new album. It's called Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo. Now, this one, I want to say this is I normally use this for my juniors because it's a combination. It's actually putting some of the skills together. So you're putting the kickball chains together, the coffee grinder. We even got some of the popular dances in there, like the Hit Them Folk, them Yah. That one right there is all in there. And then on Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo, it's just a fun little chorus that we can all do together. But really, I'm trying to get them to put a group of skills together because it was actually what we were working on for a dance. So that's this joint right here. Check it out. Peep Game, Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo in the building.
Mr. Chris in the building. I got a little groove for you. Yeah, follow me now. Let's go. Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo. Touch your head, then touch your toes. Do a little dance with your elbows. Put your hands up, then take it down low now. Take it to the front, then clap, clap. Take it to the back, then clap, clap. Take it to the right, then clap, clap. Take it to the left, then clap. Snake right, left, flick your wrist. Slide to the front, then shimmy like this. Snake left, right, flick your wrist. Slide to the back, then shimmy like this. Now, take it underwater. Dust your shoulders off like this. Come on. Take it underwater. Dust your shoulders off like this. Now, kickball change, kickball change.
Yo, so there it is right there. The Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo joint. Good for the kids, good for the mini. So check it out. I mean, definitely gotta bump that. All right, so that brings me to the next song. Now, the next song on the new album, Hip Hop You Don't Stop, is called The March Song. And the way I kind of came up with this song was we were working, it was actually a production dance that we were working on, and a certain section, our minis come out. All right, so the older kids, everybody's jamming, then we want to introduce the minis. So there was this certain march that I was trying to get them to get where their arms are swinging like real big and their legs, it's almost like a soldier march, but they kind of got their fingers pointed, so it's looking like, yo, yo, what up, son, what up? Kind of like that, and the head is nodding up and down. Well, I showed them the march, and then my wife was like, yo, you need to go back and teach that, just the march, because they, you know, wasn't hitting the beat. I think the beat was on the down, so when they lifted up, it was like, and one, and two, and three, and four, and march. And so I was like, all right, let's do it slow. So we started doing the march slow. And then, of course, a song came to me. So I was like, and march, hand swing, and now. So I was like, let me record this right here. So once I recorded it, I played it back every time. So I was like, let's do the march again. So I played it. Boom, sky, boom, boom, just march. And that was kind of the vibe of the march song. So let me play a little clip for you. Check it out. It's from the Hip Hop You Don't Stop album, available on my website, www.mrchrishiphopdance.com, and also on cdbaby.com. It's not on iTunes yet, coming soon, but right now you can get it exclusively on the website. Check this out, the March song.
Hey, hey, Mr. Chris in the building.
In the building.
Yeah. Uh-huh. This is the march song.
You know,
what we gonna do? We're gonna do a little march.
Okay.
And while you're marching, your hands are gonna be swinging and your feet are gonna be stepping. But I want you to do opposite. So when the right hand is up, left foot is out. When the left hand is up, right foot is out.
Okay.
All right. So you ready to march with me?
We're gonna march
all around the room.
Yo.
You can start off on your dot, and then we're gonna go all around the room.
Yeah, come on.
Now let me see you just march.
Let me see you just march.
Everybody in the room right now, just march.
You're looking good right now.
That's it right there. Just march. Hey, so you can work on that. You can use that for your minis. I would even say juniors, teens, seniors as well. If you put a march in a dance, the main thing is trying to get everybody on timing. So it's like a timing drill. For the younger minis, though, it could be just a fun song. You can march around the room with it. Whatever you want to do. But that's it. That's the march song. All right, so track number 6. Now, this one, I'm going to say that definitely I'm going to have to do a video for this one. Now, this song was actually created by my daughter, right? So we were in the car driving one day, and she's like, why, you know, all these dances are out, you know what I mean? Like the dab, hit them folk, and all that. She's like, I just want to make up a dance. And I was like, well, if you made up a dance, what would it be called? She was like, I don't know. There's something crazy, like, I don't know, the Cleot. And she started laughing. And of course, at a family moment, we were all in the car. I think we was going to get something to eat. And we're driving. And then I was like, well, what does the Cleot look like? I don't know, because we're all in the car. I said, you got to show me. We gotta make something up right now. Let's write it. So we start doing the beats. Like, do the Cleot. Then my other daughter's in the back. She's going, doo, 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 and do the Cleot. I was like, oh, we got something. We got some heat. So that came in with the verse. Yo, when you do the Cleot, just lean back. Right? So it was a joke. It was like a family joke at first, and then we start doing it, and we put the move to it. So it's like you kind of hold your hands right by your hip, you twist your hip, you put your hands kind of shaped like a diamond, if you imagine like the diamond, like the Rock Nation sign from Jay-Z. You got the diamond, and you put the diamond right on the hip, but you do a little twist, and so you do the Cleot, and you lean back at the same time, and do the Cleot, lean back, so it started coming together. Then we went to the studio, and I was like, oh, it's a thing. It's a family dance. The Cleot dance is going down. All of a sudden, everybody in the studio is doing the Cleot. They was like, we got to do a video for this. So definitely video is going to be coming for the Cleot, but I'm going to let you check it out right here on the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast. This is a preview of the Cleot dance. Du-du-du.
This dance right here is called the Cleon dance. You put your hands by your hips, give it a little twist, and lean back. Just have fun with it. Come on, yo, and do the Cleon. Yeah, come on, and do the Cleon. Let me see you do the Cleon. Yo, and do the Cleon, 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 Cleon. How do you do the Cleon? Lean back. And you gotta get a little twist like that. Put your hands by your hips, it's like that. That's how you do the Cleon dance. Come on, do the Cleon.
Yo, so that's my jam right there. That's my cut. The Cleot is where it's at. Make sure you teach it to your kids. Do it as a brain break. School teachers, because I got a lot of school teachers listening to the podcast. You can use it as a fitness break. Get up, a brain break, whatever you want. The Cleot dance is popping right now. So that leads me to track number 7. Track number 7 is called The Sixth Step for the Minis. Now, this whole vibe came about by a good friend of mine, good studio down in Knoxville. Revolution, shout out to y'all, my peeps, my folks. But she was wondering, you know, how old do I start teaching the sixth step? And so what I did was I actually answered this on a podcast, answered her as well, but then I thought, let's go ahead and write this. And I wanted to try it on my minis. And I was like, look, let's do it. So when I put this on, we're going to put together 3 skills, the crab walk, the bear crawl, and the Around the Clock. Now, those are 3 songs that you're going to find. I think the Crab Walk and Bear Crawl is on the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Dance Moves album. But then Around the Clock is on, I believe that's Mr. Chris Hip Hop for Beginners. So I was like, let's put that together for the minis and see what happens. And that comes up with the track number 7, The Sixth Step for the Minis. So check it out. Let me know if you vibe into this. I hope you like it. Here it is, The Sixth Step for the Minis.
We got a little dance right here called The Sixth Step for the minis. What? So you're gonna start off in the bear crawl, and we're gonna go all the way around. Check it out. Here come we on. Go, yo. Yo, first you start off in the bear crawl, then take it on around the clock. Yeah, you end up in the crab walk, then take it on around the clock. And now you're back to the bear crawl. Yeah, 6 step for the minis. Yo, that's how you do it. Do it. Let's do it again. Get in the bear crawl. Yeah, here we go. Hey, take it around the clock.
And there it is, right there. That's it. So that brings us to the final track on the album, and this one. It's actually a collaboration between me and my six-year-old. So my six-year-old daughter, we're actually homeschooling her. And so she's around a lot. Like, she'll be doing some homework or working on something, or doing some artwork. And she's there while I'm writing or recording. So a lot of times, like, if I give her an art project, she's working on it, I'll start writing right there. So my studio is kind of right next in the house, kind of right next to where she works. So she heard the beat going that I was vibing with one morning. And she comes in, and she's just going. And she's like, I got a song, Dad. I was like, well, let me check you out. Let me see what you got. So she was like, I think we need to put the dab, and we need to slide, and we need to do some front crosses and back crosses. I'm like, really? All right, so come in here. Come vibe with me. So we like, you know, let's dab. And you know what I mean? And then we vibe. And next thing you know, I was like, you know what? This is your music lesson, girl, for homeschooling. We're going to put this down as edutainment, if you will. And let's rock this thing out. So me and my six-year-old came up with this one. This is called the Dab, Slide, and Cross. Check it out.
Oh, I like this groove right here. Yo, we're going to show you how to dab, slide, and do the both crosses, front and back. Front here right. We go, yo. And now dab. Just dab. Let me see you dab. Oh, come on. Now shimmy, way down to the floor. Now slide. Let me see you slide. Just slide. Now shimmy, way down to the floor. Now front cross. Yo, let me see you front cross. Yo, everybody just front cross. Yo, then shimmy, way down to the floor. Now back cross. Yo, come on. And just back cross. Yo, just everybody back cross. Yeah.
So there it is. That's your album right there. Hopefully all these songs. No, definitely, I know that these songs are good resources because they're good for me. They work for my class, for my people, my folks. It's hip-hop, you don't stop, because we don't stop hip-hopping. And you can get this podcast on Podomatic.com or the website, www.MrChrisHipHopDance.com. Send me an email, chris@MrChrisHipHopDance.com. And also hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Where I'll be posting some of these joints on there as we do them. And that's at Mr. Chris Hip Hop. And if you want to holler at me on Facebook, it is Zonda, Z-O-N-D-A, Flex, F-L-E-X. Listen, I'm about it here. That's your preview. That's your breakdown for the new album. It's out. Go tell everybody. Spread the word. Share this podcast. Get it out there. It's your boy, Christopher Zonda Flex Tyler. Dance teachers, keep doing what you do. Because it is, I appreciate what you do. And I'm lifting you up. I'm saying that you are great. If nobody else tells you that today, you heard it from me. You are greatness. The greatest of all time. And I'm out.
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do it real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do it real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now
come on,
jump.
Now just roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front.